California voters have rejected a proposal to partially dismantle the state's 42-year-old cap on property taxes. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. It's a move that would have raised taxes for many businesses in a pandemic-hobbled economy. Following Tuesday's update to the vote count, Proposition 15 only had 48% support and was trailing by more than 500,000 votes. More areas of California must impose restrictions on businesses to try to curb the resurgence of the coronavirus. Three of California's largest counties are among 11 statewide with sufficiently high numbers of infections to trigger state-mandated limits on business operations. Governor Gavin Newsom eased the sentences or criminal histories of nearly three dozen current or former felons on Tuesday. That included 10 pardons intended to aid immigrants who face the possibility of deportation. The 10 were among 22 pardons, 13 commutations, and 4 medical reprieves, the last a category prompted by the coronavirus pandemic. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A jury convicts Demetrius Coleman of special circumstance first-degree murder in the shooting death of Johnny Mac Renfro in Rio Dell in August 2019. Lost Coast Outpost reporting jurors reached their decision after nearly 3 days of deliberations. Hubble State University Foundation making a new investment in local real estate, completing the purchase of a nearly 8-acre parcel within a mile of campus known as Craftsman Mall. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.